Hello, and welcome to As It Is, VOA's daily show for people learning everyday American English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today, we have two reports on the disease malaria. We heard about a study that found a link between malaria and irrigation water.
What happens is that then when you irrigate, there is more, in a sense, more breeding habitats for the mosquitoes.
We explain why what is good for crops might be increasing the risk of malaria in some very dry areas. Today, we also learn why many pregnant women are not being protected from the disease.
Because they are very powerful interventions that could go a long way to reducing the burden of malaria and improving the outcomes both in pregnant women and their infants.
That story is next. But first, we tell how irrigation water may be partly to blame for a rise in malaria infections. A new study describes how irrigation water can lead to an increase in malaria cases that could last for 10 years or more. Malaria is spread by mosquitoes. The insects like to reproduce in standing water. So when a dry area is irrigated, the disease can appear and spread. Mercedes Pasquale is a scientist at the University of Michigan. She and her team studied areas in northern India where irrigation systems were built over a number of years. They compared how malaria progressed with the spread of irrigation.
What happens is that then when you irrigate, there is more, in a sense, more breeding habitats for the mosquitoes.
She and the other scientists found that after farmers began irrigating their crops, the risk of malaria rose sharply. At first, her team thought maybe the number of cases rose because there was little effort to control the mosquitoes that spread the disease. But they were wrong.
In fact, we saw the opposite, that This transition stage was characterized not just by a heightened malaria risk, but also by more intervention to control the mosquito vector.
Even after the mosquito control efforts were in place, the researchers found high rates of malaria continued for 10 years or longer. Mercedes Pasquale suggests that the irrigation project supervisors need to work more on reducing places where mosquitoes might reproduce. She also says health officials may need to try other methods of malaria prevention that would work for long periods of time. A report on the study was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. Malaria kills about 200,000 newborn babies and 10,000 new mothers every year. Most of these deaths are in Africa. Malaria can also cause mothers to lose their babies before they are born, or cause a baby to be born early. There are low-cost ways to prevent malaria infections, but a new study finds that many pregnant women do not receive these interventions. Jim Tedder reports.
For the past 20 years, the World Health Organization has advised pregnant women in areas with high rates of malaria to sleep under bed nets treated with insecticide. The WHO also advises them to get what is known as intermittent preventive treatment, or IPT. This treatment involves taking a low-cost anti-malaria drug at certain times in their pregnancy in an effort to prevent the disease. The WHO recommends that pregnant women receive the medicine usually around 4 times during visits to a clinic. Many pregnant women and new mothers go to medical clinics in sub-Saharan Africa. Yet researchers say only about 21% receive intermittent preventive treatment during their pregnancy, and less than 40% are given protective bed nets. Jenny Hill from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine is program manager for a research partnership called the Malaria and Pregnancy Consortium. Ms. Hill says a review of 98 studies